Good evening and welcome into this evening's Rock Hill Mayoral Forum, presented by WRHI Radio and CN2. 1 week from today, voters will elect the next mayor of Rock Hill. For the next 60 minutes, you'll hear the three candidates for mayor, John Geddes, William Roddy, and Ishmael Lowry, answer questions from moderators Lucas McFadden and Manny Kimmel. This evening's program is being carried live on WRHI and on CN2 Extra and Facebook Live audio only. Our intention is to inform voters about the issues and what the candidates' views are on the challenges facing our rapidly growing community. Now, here are your moderators, Manning Kimmel and Lucas McFadden.
And good evening. Welcome in to WRHI. I'm Manning Kimmel.
And I'm Lucas McFadden.
Very pleased to have all the three mayoral candidates for the city of Rock Hill. Just some information so everybody out there understands how we are doing this. Each candidate is going to have 60 seconds for an opening statement to be given in alphabetical order. And then each candidate will also have 60 seconds for a closing statement to be given in reverse alphabetical order.
The candidates have already drawn for the order of questioning, and that order will be followed for the entire length of the forum. William Bump Roddy will be first in the A slot. Ishmael Lowry will be second, followed by Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes. The candidate responding to the first question will have 60 seconds to give their response, followed by a 30-second response from each of the two candidates.
Time now for our opening statements. John Geddes, your first one.
Everyone else, I appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight and to talk about the issues facing our community that we've been through over the last 4 years and those that will come to us over the next four. I'm John Geddes. I am the mayor of the city of Rock Hill. I've been your mayor for 4 years now, and I got to say, it's been an interesting 4 years. We've had a lot of highs. We've had a lot of things that we didn't expect to come to our front door, if you will, not just in our community, but in our country and our world. And I think I can say with all sincerity, these last 4 years, we have done a good job as a city of making sure the times didn't define us, but that we defined the times. When you see a pandemic come into our community halfway through my tenure as mayor, and we don't slow down, and that we not just don't slow down, we pick each other up when creating that vaccination clinic and many other things that I look forward to talking about tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Geddes. Mr. Lowry.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. My name is Ishmael Lowry, and my campaign slogan is Fighting for the Family. While Rock Hill is growing, which is great, we are growing at a rate of about 0.8%, I have feared that the infrastructure will not be able to carry that type of growth, and we want to put the families in the forefront. Those that families that may be disenfranchised or being overlooked now with the growth, unfortunately, they will continue to be overlooked if we don't intervene. And so we want to fight for the family. We want to get behind faith-based organizations, mentorship programs. I don't believe in government overreach or co-parenting as a government or as the city. And we have to also embrace our community, more community-led initiatives in our city. It takes a village. Law enforcement. Law enforcement is very important to me. We want to make sure that law enforcement is definitely supported through community policing and also improve recruiting. We talk about our men and women in blue. There's a lot of things that are going on in our country, and it starts at the local level. And so I would definitely want to fight as your conservative candidate here in Rock Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Lowry. Mr. Roddy.
Councilman William Bump Roddy, I'm the longest-serving council member representing York County District 4, which includes the south side of Rock Hill. We are here tonight for this forum, not by choice but by force, because I've asked for a debate. And my other two candidates have refused to want to bring a debate to the citizens. I don't like the idea that we're in a studio with no audience having to do this live on the radio. I would much rather be in a fun-filled room where the citizens can face the candidates can face the citizens, and they know what we truly represent. So we're in the studio, but we're going to do the best that we can. But I'm Bump Roddy. I look forward to being your next mayor. We have some very important issues we need to tackle, and one way that you can get the truth is by hearing the candidates and facing the candidates during the remainder of this week-long campaign.
Thank you, Mr. Roddy. The first question goes to Mr. Roddy. The 2020 census shows Rock Hill to be one of the fastest-growing cities in South Carolina, and new data from the Charlotte Business Regional Alliance is projecting population of the Charlotte region to double to 4.3 million people by 2050, and they predict the fastest-growing counties in the region will be York and Lancaster. With 104 people every day now moving into this region, what initiatives as mayor do you feel Rock Hill should be considering or taking to deal with this growth? Mr. Roddy.
Well, we are basically a victim of good fortune what we have here. We have a great thing going here in this region. York County is definitely a leader in the state, and we definitely can't stop people from moving here. But we are not the fastest growing city in the state of South Carolina. If you look, the fastest growing city obviously is down in the Charleston area. If you look at what Mount Pleasant, the numbers that they raked in almost 30% growth over the last 10 years. And just as Mr. Ishmael Lowry just stated, we're growing at only 0.8%. That is not a fast growing city. That's not a fast growing pace. So let's don't start this conversation out with bad information. We are not the fastest growing city. I would love to see us control our growth, but we have a great thing going. We're in a perfect location, and people are going to move here, and we have to be prepared as a city, and we have to have a mayor who understands how to grow all parts of this city and not just the northern side of Rock Hill.
Mr. Lowry, a response?
Absolutely. So we talk about the growth, and we have outdated infrastructure here. It's no question about it. And I think right now what we're trying to do is annex a lot of different areas into the city just to cover up the issues of our infrastructure here in this town. We talk about our roads. We talk about outdated parks and recreation. Those are things that are going to be able to have to be sustained and be able to take care of the growth that's coming here in the city. And so I don't think we're doing a good job of taking care of what we have. I always thought, was taught to take care of what's on your plate before you add more to it.
Thank you, Mr. Lowry. Mr. Geddes.
Well, thank you for the question. You know, the question, I think the specific question is, how are we going to deal with the growth that's coming here in our community? And I think we're well ahead of the curve on that. You know, we've just enlarged our water plant from 36 million gallons a day to 48 million gallons a day. And likewise, we're looking at an expansion from 10 to 20 million gallons of effluent coming through our water and sewer plants, bus system. We're creating these jobs in these business parks. I'm not really sure where the other two are coming from.
All right. Question number two. Crime is on the rise throughout the Charlotte region, and Rock Hill is no exception. If elected mayor, what assurances can you give residents of Rock Hill on steps you would like to see taken to protect our neighborhoods and business communities to keep them safe? Mr. Lowry, we'll begin with you.
Yes, we have to start with recruiting, and there needs to be more incentive to bring officers here into this area. There has to be a culture change also with our police and community relations, which does not do well. It's not well across the nation, but we can only speak for here in this town. And so I believe that there's the Clinton connection that's actually building housing for teachers. We need to do the same for our law enforcement, whether it's building houses or offering incentive for a year, as for a year two, for housing for our law enforcement to be able to bolster up. Community policing. Talk about that. We need to advocate for community policing, but we can't do it if we don't have the numbers. And so our officers currently are going from call to call to call, and they cannot stop in between to talk with kids, to educate kids, to deal with kids. That's what I did at the Catawba Terrace Care Center for 5 years. I spoke to our kids about law enforcement, how to deal with law enforcement, and to interact with law enforcement, which is very, very important. And officers have to do that work and have time to do so. Community policing is the answer to that.
Mr. Geddes.
Yes. So here's what we've done over the last year. We've created a new police zone in the downtown Rock Hill area. So that shrinks the amount of territory people have to get around to properly police the area. We've also purchased license plate readers that we have at certain intersections around town that make sure that we can recognize people coming into or going out of areas that have warrants against them or are recognized as people that we need to keep a closer eye on. And we've raised pay because the best thing we can do for our to combat crime and the other issues that face us is make sure that the police officers that we have stick around and that those that are growing up here in Rock Hill want to be police officers here at the city of Rock Hill. So we've raised our pay, but what we've also done is created a program that I came up with that's called The Works, where we work with our school district to make sure that those children in our schools, graduates, that are not going to college or military at this time, come to jobs at the city.
And Mr. Roddy.
The first thing I would like to look at, in order for us to recruit better and offer more to officers to get involved with the Rock Hill Police Force, we must look at the pay. And I know some efforts have been made on York County. I know some efforts have been made in the city of Rock Hill. But if we're continuing to have this issue with getting new officers to come on board with our Rock Hill Police Department, maybe we need to start looking at incentivizing a little more on the bottom end of the scale. Also look at ways to recruit officers to actually move here. Where are we putting our post out? Because officers will relocate if the pay is right, if the community is right. And I think Rock Hill has a tremendous amount of amenities going on. It's a good family town that we can recruit officers from anywhere in the country because people are moving here. And we just need some more officers to get on board. And I would love to see more African-American officers that can be on foot patrol and can patrol some of our hotspot areas because we know where these areas are, and we have to really horn in on making sure that we're keeping all residents safe throughout Rock Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Roddy. Question number three, this goes to Mr. Geddes. There's differences amongst the candidates here this evening on how they view the financial health of the city. What is your evaluation of the city's Rock Hill finances, and what changes do you think, if any, should be made?
Well, I think the first thing you do when you look at any finances is try to get an independent view of that. And our credit rating agencies that are look at businesses and both private and public throughout our country give Rock Hill good grades, give us A's, so that there's low credit risk. I know that it's been vogue in the city of Rock Hill for the last 10 or 12 years for people to claim that we don't have good finances, but it's just not true. Now, how do you take my word for that? Well, we just went through a pandemic, and we didn't see our credit ratings degraded or taken down at all. We haven't seen anything slow down in our community, and I can promise you the Carolina Panthers would not be coming to a community if they were worried about the financial viability of the largest municipality in that community, and certainly wouldn't be working with the city to make sure that their financing for the using of their property taxes with the city if they didn't have a lot of confidence. So I think we're in good shape, and you can look out the window and see that.
Mr. Roddy?
Well, if you look at our general obligation credit rating, I think it's the A3. That's the equivalent of a C student, if you will. And if you look at the utility bond rating. And
are you quoting anybody to give those numbers, or are you making that up?
Are we going to allow him to interrupt me while I have my minute?
We would ask to let Mr. Roddy finish his response. Go ahead.
Do I get to start off with my 4 minute? Our general obligation bond is looking at an A3 rating, and this is coming off of Moody's. That's basically your C-type student. Our utility bond rating is a double A3. That's one level above junk bond, and these are Moody's rating. We have at least five steps in between our utility bond rating and what York County has as a AAA bond rating. So when we're talking finances, we're talking credit rating, there is serious concern as to the debt limit that we have that's pressing our credit rating down.
Mr. Lowry.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the money that we're borrowing, especially for like the TIF projects that are happening in this area. If this area is one of the fastest growing areas, why aren't we attracting new businesses without these types of TIFs? That's the question I think that needs to be asked. You know, when we talk about our water business, our electric business, I believe that we do need to expand those businesses. We are a wholesale provider to Fort Mill, TKK, and York as far as our water. We need to definitely look at how can we expand those businesses and also be not a wholesale customer, but wholesale provider of our electric business.
Our next question will begin with Mr. Roddy. Do you feel homelessness is a growing problem in Rock Hill and will become worse as our region grows? Specifically, what role do you as mayor feel the city should take in addressing it?
Well, we have to look at what's causing people to be homeless. And more importantly, we have to look at being able to have affordable housing. We need more affordable housing. That's really a big issue because people, if they can't get a job that affords them an income to be able to afford somewhere to live. Sometimes people end up being homeless because they can't afford to live. We do have a working poor, sometimes a working homeless population here in the city of Rock Hill. Just because someone's homeless doesn't mean that they don't have an income stream. It's some cases are pushing people out. We have to look at how our utility rates are affecting people. We have to look at the cost of living house affecting people. And there's also mental illness that's running rampant in a lot of cases that causes people to end up homeless. But there are things that we can do. Our current mayor has said there was nothing that we can do about homelessness, and it's just going to be what it is. And so I beg to differ. I want to get in and tackle some of these smaller issues that are landing people to become homeless.
Mr. Lowry.
Yes, I believe that with this homeless issue in our Rock Hill, this is a great opportunity for our city and county to come together to work out a solution. If we don't come together on anything, this will be the best thing to come together on. Homelessness is an issue all across our country, especially here in this area. I believe in offering, and I believe that the Rock had did this one time, a work program or work housing type program. And that's something that we do need to look into and also be able to improve upon if it's already being done.
And Mr. Geddes.
Sure. Well, you know, we've got a lot of people in the audience, in the room tonight talking about homelessness. I went out and talked to a couple of people this last week, Angel and Matthew. Angel, who said he was driving to Miami and his car broke down, so he's stuck here in Rock Hill, says he can't hold a job because of his past. Matthew, same thing, can't hold a job right now because he couldn't pass a drug test. So I guess what I would say with that is there are a lot of different reasons why we have the homeless population. They are a transient population. They come and go, but we do have some here. The best thing we can do, and that we do at the city of Rock Hill, is pay a living wage. You can't afford an affordable housing if you're not earning a living wage, and I would urge anyone else that represents a political subdivision of the state to do the same.
Our next question goes to Mr. Lowry. Affordable housing, as we've talked about, is a growing issue for cities across the country, especially ones like Rock Hill, where growth rates are exceeding housing inventory and costs are escalating. As mayor, what initiatives do you feel need to be undertaken to ensure our city is a place that all people can afford to live?
Absolutely. I always talk about community land trust. I think that is a great way to empower our community to be able to offer and sustain affordable housing. And so I don't believe, once again, in government overreach. I don't believe the trust should be in the hands of the city. I believe it should be in the hands of the community, our, you know, faith-based leaders. We talk about community leaders. You have law enforcement, also a leader from our city to come all to the tables, make sure that there are no cracks in the program here, and form a nonprofit. That nonprofit will house this community land trust, will sell to a low-income family. That low-income family, once they stay there for a while, they can build equity. They can sell it back to another low-income family as well. Or they can sell it to the community land trust. That way, they're not priced out over time. The whole TIF issue, I just am concerned that over time it's going to price out families because the property value is supposed to go up. And I can't get an answer on, you know, why that's a viable option. So I think community land trust is a great option for our affordable housing issue.
Mr. Geddes.
Well, community land trust, you need a bunch of money up front to start that. I don't know that we've got that anywhere in this community. And the second thing is, I thought the what our whole country was founded upon is that those who take risk profit from that risk. That is why we have a free market, and those that buy a house and can build wealth shouldn't have to sell it back to the government or anyone else. They should be able to take that wealth that they've created and continue to take care of their family and move forward in life.
Mr. Roddy?
Well, I'll start off by saying just because we don't have it here doesn't mean it wouldn't work here. And I think me and Mr. Ishmael Lowry kind of agreed some type of land trust needs to be formed. And I think we agreed to the point that it only comes down to how it should function. The city needs to be aggressive in its approach in acquiring some land to be able to offer to developers that will be able to build affordable housing and control the wholesale rate as well as the rental rates on apartments.
Our sixth question will begin with Mr. Geddes. Major developments happening in downtown Rock Hill, but little has happened on the south side of our city. Even though there's a plan in place to change that, what assurances as mayor can you give voters that development proposed in the Clinton Connection Plan will in fact materialize?
Well, it's going to take a partnership between the schools and the county and the city to make this work. But the city knows what it's doing. You know, we did reach out and bring the Carolina Panthers to our community to create one leg of the three-legged economic development stool. And then we created a booming economy in downtown. Thanks to Mr. Roddy making a motion to amend the TIF district downtown, I feel comfortable he'll come around and support the Southside TIF once we get everything negotiated out. That Southside TIF is the answer. City of Rock Hill's been doing TIFs for a long time, and we've seen our community change as a result of it in many different great ways. But it's not just about how you take property taxes from the new businesses to pay for the cost that we need to redevelop the South Side. It's how you do so in a manner that makes sure we don't lose our culture and our character of both the South Side and Rock Hill as a whole. So of the $225 million of public infrastructure to be spent or invested in the South Side, $35 million of it will go for affordable housing.
Mr. Ronnie?
Yes, I did vote for the downtown TIF. The Knowledge Park TIF. I did vote for the Carolina Panthers to come here. I think that vote barely passed on the council 4-3, and I was one of those deciding votes. We're looking forward to the Panthers coming here. But when it comes to TIFs, we have to be careful because prior to my vote on the downtown TIF, we did some audits on the TIF, and a lot of money was misused. We saw where money went to. Come on.
I mean,
if you're going to interrupt me, I'm not going
to
do
anything.
This.
You just start talking to me. That's just not true. Yeah. What? You got some facts?
I have here in front of me the audit that was done on the downtown TIF that shows $1.5 million was spent on the property to abate lead paint. The city bought, the city put in $1.5 million, then turned around and sold the building for $1,086,900. I have the deed here. Your office handled the closing. What? So you should be well aware of the money that was spent in downtown.
Is that the fish market?
No, this is the Lowenstein building in Knowledge Park. Right. I have the deed here.
That's good. You can get it at the courthouse anytime
and
you want.
That's
that
when
doesn't
I got
mean
it
anybody
from.
Cheated a system.
No, I'm saying
you gotta have facts.
I'm saying
come in here and
1.5 million.
What kind of mayor would slander people?
Are we gonna allow this? Because we can cut this forum off right now. What? You didn't want to debate, so don't debate me.
I never said I didn't.
I said I have right here where the city, I have the audit of the downtown TIF that shows 1.5 million went to abate lead paint. The city turned around and sold the Lowenstein building for $1,086,980, and your office did the closing.
What does that mean?
Doing the we should not be selling property for less than we do to
the
clean it up.
The county council sold a piece of property in the York Business Park for much less than
what they
paid for. Is that what
we're
debating? Talk about now?
Are we debating? Because I thought it was my question.
And you've gone way past your answer on it, and we did have an interruption, so let's just move on to the final response.
To Mr. Lowry.
Yeah, absolutely. So, once again, I believe that the city and the county will be a great opportunity to work together as far as forming the right verbiage and the structure of this TIF. I believe 60 or 59% of the land belongs to the county. If I understand it correctly, that, you know, how are we going to work together and make that work? Is the city going to just go ahead and try to make this TIF happen without not having that land? Are they going to strong arm areas into annexation like they had before? Blackman Road. What about Blackman Road? Why is that not involved in the TIF currently? And that's been an area that's been talked about for years. And all of a sudden, oh, we want to draw a line around it. There's a lot of things that need to be structured before we go forward with this.
And I would remind each of the candidates that when you come on, you're allowed to go back to any previous question that you want, say whatever you want to say, if you'd rather not respond to the question that's being asked. All right, next one goes to Mr. Roddy. With the construction of the new team headquarters and practice facility at the Carolina Panthers are bringing a lot of everything, positive and negative, to Rock Hill and all of York County. As mayor, how should the city be preparing for this massive development, and what steps need to be taken to preserve our historic, strong sense of community, which surely will be challenged by any project of this size? Mr. Roddy.
I think the Carolina Panthers coming here fits immensely with our culture here. We're a big football town. We're a big sports town. So I think the Carolina Panthers are going to just magnify that. But we also have to be careful because there will be a lot of visitors coming through Rock Hill in York County. And we have to make sure that we have law enforcement in place. We need to make sure we have our firefighters in place, our rescue squads. We're going to do a great job on getting the infrastructure in if we're able to work this thing out with the Carolina Panthers to secure this bond money that they were promised that has yet to be secured. This is a big sticking point. We have to get this relationship off to a wonderful start. And to this date, October the 12th, the $225 million has yet to be secured by the city of Rock Hill that we promised them. I voted for this. I want to make sure this deal comes through. I want to make sure that we have a good relationship and a long-term partner in the Carolina Panthers. So I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Mr. Roddy. Mr. Lowry.
Yeah, I think the Panthers deal is a good deal. I believe it is good for this area. And I like how the revenue obviously goes back into the infrastructure. It goes back into our, you know, roads, our sidewalks, also building another exit going off right there, Eden Terrace and 77, which is good to alleviate traffic that we have formed in this area. But my issue is $400 million in incentive is going to the Panthers deal on the state and local level. Why aren't we seeing incentive to our small businesses that have the back of our community for years, for decades? The incentive bar is set really high for our small businesses currently, but we're able to toss that money to the Panthers. That's my biggest deal about this issue or this deal.
Mr. Geddes?
Thank you. So, you know, we're all excited about the Carolina Panthers corporate organization, but what we have to take just a step back and recognize that of this $2.5 billion development, only about 25% of that is the football operations. The rest of that value is coming from the big businesses that they're bringing to the corporate campus that are going to employ big companies that are going to hire more people and give more opportunities for us to attract people to our community that bring a high net worth and much more disposable income. So what we have to do and what we're doing now very well, I think, is making sure that people understand who we are and what we are. And the proof of that is we see the Tepper family giving money to Miracle Park. I'm sorry, I didn't see the time.
All right, our eighth question will begin with Mr. Lowry. The death of George Floyd showed that America has much work to do on race relations. For decades, Rock Hill has called itself a city where there's no room for racism. How do you see the state of race relations in our city, and what role do you feel the mayor should take in bringing our diverse cultures closer together to deal with the issues that separate us?
Absolutely. Yes, it is divided. It's divided all across the country. It's divided here in Rock Hill. You know, my wife and I am in an interracial marriage, and we have been bridge builders. That's what we have designed, or we've been blessed. God has blessed our lives to be that way. And I want to be able to bridge old and young. Want to be able to bridge white and black, and we will hit the streets to do so. And that comes with, I believe, community, different community festivals, different community events that people from different sides of the tracks can definitely come together. I, once again, am a bridge builder, and I'm not afraid to talk to people that may be different from me or have different thoughts or different philosophies from myself. And I believe as a mayor, you have to step up and do that and be an example for all. That's just the only way that things are going to change if we go across the bridge.
Mr. Geddes?
Well, it's a tough question, and it's been a difficult question for our country, but our community as well. And so we have to get specific as to what anybody's done over the last year to try to make us all feel like we're part of the same family, so to speak. And so in the city of Rock Hill, we created a Citizens Review Board. It's something I'm very proud of and happy of. Chief Watts was very supportive of this, as well as NAACP. And at the same time that we created that, we also gave raises to our police officers and continued to invest in our community so we all recognize we have more in common than separates us.
And Mr. Roddy.
Real quick, I want to go back. The Carolina Panthers deal is not a $2.5 billion deal. It's a $1 billion deal. I think Mayor Geddes may want to correct that. When it comes to race relations, it didn't start with just George Floyd. We got Breonna Taylor. We got Sandra Bland. We got Trayvon Martin. So this didn't just start a little over a year ago. And race relations in America has been an issue for a long, long time. And I think I'm the mayoral candidate that can speak to some of the ill wills that's been going on in the city and that's happening across this country and bringing them to a head here in Rock Hill.
Our next question goes to Mr. Geddes. Workforce development is critical to both retaining and attracting new business to Rock Hill. As mayor, what do you see your role being in ensuring that we do have an adequate and educated workforce, not only for the city's staffing needs, but for businesses both here now and ones that you want to come?
Well, we've partnered a lot of time. Over my tenure, we've partnered with a lot of organizations to make sure that those kids coming out of school that aren't ready for the military and aren't ready for college at this time can get opportunities where they're earning a livable wage, whether working at the city or also partnering with York Technical College with a lot of these certificate opportunities where people can both get a certificate and be employed by the same company. I've met and worked with Dr. Moore prior to her becoming president of York Technical College. And I also work with Lester McCorn at Clinton College where we talk about how we get more into our neighborhoods, and we're doing that through the Clinton Connection that they've put so much time into. And then at the city itself with Rock Hill Economic Development, we have many internships, and we also have a talent pipeline that we partnered with the United Way to make happen. I think this shows that this mayor knows how to make relationships to get things happen.
Mr. Roddy.
When we talk about the workforce, you have to look at what our public schools are doing. I'll be the mayor that will be very vigilant among school-aged children, encouraging them to pursue either a trade school, post-secondary education, or a technical school or four-year university. I started out at York Tech. I took it from York Tech to Winthrop University. I pursued my bachelor's in economics. My way out and my way up was through education, and we can't forget about how big education is when you're transitioning from high school to college into the real world in the workforce.
Mr. Lowry?
Absolutely. We do have to build a talent pipeline. I believe that's going to attract our also clean manufacturing businesses as well. We talk about incentives that will attract these businesses, but what about incentivizing having a pool of qualified people to be able to offer these companies and attract these companies? And so I always have to brag on the ATC, the Applied Technology Center, where you can learn so much there. And unfortunately, there's a bad stigma around trade and vocation. But if we look at currently, that is the foundation of our society. When you talk about plumbers, electricians, you talk about data science, it is all the foundation, and we need to emphasize that a lot more.
We'll move on to question number 10. We'll begin with Mr. Roddy. We'll turn our focus to economic development. The development of business parks within the city limits, so it's been a major draw in attracting new businesses to Rock Hill, but large tracts of land for future business parks inside the city is harder to find. As mayor, what steps do you feel should be taken to ensure Rock Hill doesn't fall behind in meeting the demand of our growth is creating for new sites where business can locate?
Well, we certainly don't want to just throw a TIF at another business park. We all know what happened with the York Tech Business Park. We threw a TIF out there, and it fell short, wasn't able to pay the TIF money back, and they had to use city funds to pay it off, and the city had to extend the TIF deadline to pay itself back, which was not the best use of taxpayer dollars. But when it comes to locating business parks, I think we have several of them sprouting up on the outskirts of the city of Rock Hill. Some big warehouses are coming up, but I tell people all the time, if you want big, large footprints to be inside the city, don't look for that to happen too often because the land mass is not there. We have to look to some of our outer boundaries to possibly annex some properties in to be able to get our bigger outfits because we need the land mass to be able to do it.
Mr. Lowry?
Yeah, I have to agree with Roddy on that one. As far as looking at business parks here in the area, the land mass, I just don't see it here. I believe there needs to be more focus on housing, personal housing, but if partnering with the county, looking at areas outside, as Roddy mentioned, I think that's definitely a good way or a good avenue to look at when you're talking about business parks.
Mr. Geddes.
We're doing one right now with the Clinton Connection Plan. We're bringing in about 20 properties out off of Porter Road, Fire Tower Road, and the other. These are all voluntary annexations. Nobody forced anybody to come in, and they're all coming in zoned industry general or industry heavy, ruling out some noxious uses, and they're all going to be there to help create a stronger tax base so we can take the tax revenue from those properties and make sure that the South Side gets redeveloped.
Our next question goes to Mr. Lowry. If you could wave a magic wand to make a project or initiative happen that you feel is desperately needed in Rock Hill, what would it be and why?
Yeah, I would say our community nonprofits. That has to happen. And when we talk about the crime that's in Rock Hill, it starts in the home. It starts in our communities. And, I always say this, that everyone's born into a family, but everyone doesn't choose the family they're born in. I know there's some that are, doing well, and there's some that unfortunately are struggling. But when we talk about these community nonprofits, they're made up of law enforcement. They're made up of the church, the faith-based organization. They're talking about community center leaders that actually help direct or redirect the lives of children. Give a place for our kids to be able to go and have their lives redirected in these community centers. Unfortunately, in our town, they lie dormant. These community centers are just being used a few times out of the year, which does not make sense as a taxpayer. And so we definitely need to get in these centers, bring more life to them. And that's one thing that I definitely want to wave a magic wand. I would want to wave a magic wand to see. It starts with our children. It starts with our young people. And we will definitely see the effects of it if we take it very seriously.
All right, Mr. Geddes, you have that magic wand?
Yeah, I was at Emmett Scott today, and it was full of people, as it is about every time I go. I don't believe in magic wands. I'm sorry, I just don't. I believe in hard work. It's what we do here at the city of Rock Hill. It's why we're making this happen on the south side of Rock Hill. It hasn't happened in a few generations because of the way things are in life, but we're going to change that. We changed that when I reached out to Mr. Tepper and invited him to Rock Hill. We changed that when we got downtown underway, and we're changing the south side. We don't need a magic wand. We need a mayor who knows how to get things done like we have.
Mr. Roddy.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, if you could wave a magic wand to make a project or an initiative happen in the city of Rock Hill that you feel is desperately needed, what would it be and why?
First, I want to go back and touch on the annexation for the TIF that's going on currently in Rock Hill. It's not voluntarily. We had several citizens at our York County Council meeting last Monday who objected to being in the city. The city of Rock Hill had several residents at their meeting on Monday night objecting to being annexed in the city. This is not a voluntary program that the city is saying it's rolling out, because if it was voluntarily, residents wouldn't be coming to the county. Residents wouldn't be packing City Hall saying, we don't want to be in the city. Let's make it a truly voluntary annexation, and it'll stop forcing people.
All right, we're going to move on to question number 12. We'll begin with Mr. Geddes. City Council sets the date for elections in Rock Hill, and for decades they've been in October versus the traditional first Tuesday in November. Where do you stand on this issue and why?
I'm a big believer in the way we do elections here in Rock Hill because I think it's borne itself out over time. You know, we're not only the only municipality that has an election in October. We're the only one that's nonpartisan. And I think that's made a huge difference for us as a community because we don't have to carry the water of state or national parties in elections. And the thing I love about it most is here in October, I'm not having to answer questions or talk about things that are going on in Columbia or Washington or York County or any other city. We get to talk about what makes us us. This is our day. This is our day that we decide as the people of Rock Hill who we are and what we want to be. It's our opportunity to frame questions as political candidates, so we're talking about things that matter. Can you imagine if our day – there is no way we'd be talking about redeveloping the south side of Rock Hill if our election day wasn't only our election day. And it's because those that know how to make things happen and convene people can make these things work for all of us.
Mr. Roddy?
Moving the city council races to February was purely political. Our mayor engineered that. He wanted to see races moved off the mayoral ballot because he was in fear that residents on the south side would turn out and not support him because Ward 5 packed the ballot boxes during the 2017 race. He was in fear of this turnout going on in 2021, and it should be law that we vote in November. As mayor, I will put this before city council. I'll put it before our city manager and the public. We should be voting in November and stop this October elections.
And Mr. Lowry.
Yeah, so it's known that small turnout with the election favors the incumbent. We know that. And to address what Mayor said about being nonpartisan, I believe nonpartisan is just something that people hide behind. They can be a chameleon to one side. They can be one way, and they can be another way to another side. I am a conservative Republican. I don't know if these guys will say who they are and what they stand for. That's what I stand for. That does not mean that I don't care about others and cannot deal with people and work with people and serve people that have a different mindset than I do. That's important as being a mayor, but it's also important to tell who exactly you are and what you stand behind.
Our next question goes to Mr. Roddy. There are lots of opinions throughout York County about Rock Hill being the major supplier of water and sewer for most of York County. Do you see this as a positive or a negative, and why?
Well, the way the city uses its utility profits, it's deemed to be a negative. We want to be a regional water provider, but when you look at the profits that the city of Rock Hill is making off of utilities, when we go from 2016 making $17 million to 2020 of making $34 million, and these are facts. Our balance sheet, our annual financial report states this. And when we're transferring funds from the utility fund to the general fund, why be a regional provider when we're misusing the money? We have yet to take $10 million that the city used this year to transfer from the utility fund to the general fund. We can take that same pot of money and put it on the south side of Rock Hill. We can commit a portion of the city's budget and not always lean on York County, not always lean on the school district to support projects that the city of Rock Hill has neglected for the last 30 years. Let's use this money to benefit areas that have been neglected and not use this money as a slush fund, so to speak.
Mr. Lowry.
Can you repeat the question for me?
Yes, there's lots of opinions throughout York County on whether it's good for the city of Rock Hill to be the major water and sewer provider for most of York County. Do you see this as a positive or a negative, and why?
Yeah, I believe that is I think it's a positive. And I always talked about, like I did earlier, as far as expanding our water and electricity business. And so the thing about our businesses, they don't just give money to the general fund. It is charged at a 5% annual property tax and also a 5% revenue tax for the businesses going to the general fund. And so it's very strategic. At one time, they would just put money from the electric business or the water business into the general fund to make the balances even out. But now that's not the case.
Mr. Geddes?
Well, you know, the city of Rock Hill has the water plant and the sewer plant that most everyone else has to rely upon. And so it's important that we make sure that the people of York County government that buy water and use our sewer system and then sell to third parties, other municipalities and others, that they have the capacity they need to meet their demand. But more importantly, we have to make sure we don't end up like another Flint, Michigan. And we have to make sure we don't end up like Texas in the middle of a winter storm. That means we invest in our systems. Some call it profits. I just don't think that's the right terminology. We continue to invest to make sure that we can provide the services necessary.
We'll move on to question number 14. We'll begin with Mr. Lowry. The City of Rock Hill's relationship with York County government has had its challenges for years. What do you see as the reasons for this? And as mayor, do you feel it's your responsibility to be proactive in resolving issues that separate the city and county?
Absolutely. I definitely want to be proactive with that. That's one of the first things I will want to do as mayor, is to sit down with first, our council, and also with county council. I believe that I believe in taking the high road. I believe in setting aside pride and listening to the county. As simple as that. I think the county has given a lot up for the City of Rock Hill, and I think Rock Hill has given up some for the county. But however, I do believe in bridge building. I believe in sitting down with each person on county council and speaking with them, and more so listening, not trying to set the agenda for the meeting. I want them to set it. I know there's times where the city has set an agenda for a meeting and the county has rejected it. I want to hear. I want to listen. I want to sit down and talk.
Mr. Geddes?
Well, it sounds good. And I've been mayor for 4 years, and I can tell you that is the toughest part of my job as mayor, is to make sure that we can try to work together. And a lot of that happens because numbers and things are thrown out there that's just not true, and they're used to try to undermine the legitimacy and credibility of the City of Rock Hill. So, for example, the Carolina Panthers financing has nothing to do with the City of Rock Hill's financing. These TIF districts have nothing to do with the City of Rock Hill's finances, and to say otherwise is just not accurate.
And Mr. Roddy?
Well, I wish someone would make it accurate. I've kind of lost my train of thought. What was that question?
Sure. The City of Rock Hill's relationship with York County.
Okay, relationship. Gotcha. Well, I answered this question yesterday, and the one constant in this relationship is the same major players at the City of Rock Hill. Since 2011, since I've taken office, I'm the only council member left. We've had three county managers. We had several assistant county managers. So the makeup of York County has changed. The one constant in this relationship are the major players at the City of Rock Hill. And we get accused of not having a good relationship when we don't say yes to their demands 100%.
Our next question goes to Mr. Geddes. In your opinion, what is the biggest misconception about the City of Rock Hill, and what can you do as mayor to address it?
Well, to go back to the last question, there are two constants. So there's the City of Rock Hill, and then there's Mr. Roddy. one of the things that we can continue to do in Rock Hill, and what I do a lot of, is make sure that I'm out in the community meeting with many groups, talking about many issues. I can tell you, in running for mayor, I've had meetings on Tuesdays every week. I've been in key influencer meetings that we host. We've had meetings with the developers, the small business owners, one group after another, and I'm always out there. And I can tell you, when you talk to the folks at the Clinton Connection, they'll tell you that I helped them get started and I got out of their way. That I helped other organizations like Reach Out and Read get started and then got out of their way. Because I think that these projects, as they come forward, have to be brought forward to those that have a vested interest. And they need to know that the mayor's behind them. And then when it's time to make things happen, that he steps up and makes those things happen. So I think I'm a collaborative leader, and I think we've seen that in the last 4 years.
Mr. Roddy.
Well, the City of Rock Hill was basically a pass-through on this, the grant that that Clinton Connection got. The Clinton Connection was up and running, and then the city kind of came on board and, what I say, hijacked the plan, because for 2 years, Clinton Connection was convening, working on their projects, and all of a sudden, in the 11th hour doing this campaign, all of a sudden, York County gets a letter by FedEx saying, we want to do a $225 million TIF. That is definitely not the way that you build a relationship. That's definitely not the way you build bridges and show a community that you have its best interests at heart. You don't do it through FedEx. You do it through collaboration.
And Mr. Lowry?
Now repeating the question.
In your opinion, what is the biggest misconception about the City of Rock Hill? And what can you do as mayor to address it?
Biggest misconception. I believe the biggest misconception is that we have the infrastructure to sustain this type of growth. I believe that, you know, we have a lot of shiny things that are happening in our city. You know, we have the Panthers that are coming in town, which is, like I said before, is a good opportunity for our city. However, misconception, when we talk about our crime, we have to talk about our crime. We are at 16 murders currently. I believe we're at 40 attempted murders here in this area. And we have, I believe, around 400 or 500 issues of larceny. And most of the time, when you talk about larceny in its early stages, it graduates to higher crimes. And so that we're not in a good shape when we talk about our law enforcement, our crime, rather.
All right, we'll begin with question number 16 to Mr. Roddy. The Rock Hill City logo contains six arrows that represent the six themes on which the city's future was built on: business, education, historic preservation, gardens and environment, arts and culture, transportation and utilities. Which of these themes represent your main strength?
Wow, that's a great question. But more importantly, I would rather talk about the makeup of the city employment. That's a much more pressing issue than what's making up on the city logo. I want to talk about the city's diversity numbers. That's a much more important issue for us to talk about here in the last waning minutes of this forum. I want to talk about what we've done at York County increasing our diversity numbers. And I think I misquoted yesterday saying that this York County was only just above 10%. I was corrected today by our staff. We're at 16% African-American employment with York County. We're at 20% with the Sheriff's Department. With York County. I want to see this type of environment come to the city of Rock Hill and grow our diversity numbers. Much rather sit here and talk about what it means on the logo. Let's talk about real issues that are affecting our community, and let's get off the petty questions about what it means on the logo.
All right, Mr. Lowry.
Yeah, you talk about education. I think education obviously empowers, and that's one thing that we have a lot of different avenues. You talk about the ATC, you talk about York Tech, Winthrop, Clinton College. We have a lot of great resources here. How are we able to pull people into these resources? And that's very important. Education, once again, is power. I believe in personal responsibility, and I think that's one great thing we do have about the city. We have these outlets where people can learn, and they can grow themselves, and they can improve. And so that's one thing I definitely want to be able to emphasize as well as our city.
And Mr. Geddes.
Well, I'd congratulate the county on 16% non-white employment. The city's got 23%, and we've got 300 less employees. Now, as to your question, I think the most, the best arrow on there for our purposes as mayor is that of business. You know, the lesson you learn when you own your own business and you build it up from scratch is if you can't get your money right, you can't really get much anything else right. And I think that's what the city's done a remarkable job of lately, is really bringing new business into Rock Hill so we can get to other more valuable issues that follow.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to move on to, as we've got about less 14 minutes left in this forum, we're going to give the candidates a chance to ask the other candidates a question. And we'll use this same formula. We'll start with Mr. Roddy. Mr. Roddy, you can ask your question. Mr. Lowry, you'll go first, followed by Mr. Geddes.
I want to just put in the atmosphere, why has it taken over 30 years for the city to take an interest on the south side? And when we're taking an interest on the south side, why does it have to be a TIF? There are other avenues that we can take to support the south side. Why hasn't the city committed any general fund revenues towards the south side when it comes to infrastructure, family safety, and just the community as a whole?
Mr. Lowry?
I think that question would go to Mr. Geddes.
Okay,
sorry. Sure. Well, you know, that's just not true. There's been a lot of investment on the south side. But the question I'd throw back at you there is, where's the county in all this? You've been representing the county for 10 years in that district. What improvements, what investments have you done on the south side? No TIFs, nothing else. I had to get on the Pennies for Progress program and make sure we got some work done on League Street, Frank Street, to make sure Neely Road was enlarged so that our kids going to South Point High School were safe. So when you say the city hadn't done anything on the south side, I think it gives us an opportunity to find out, what have you done in your 10 years, the longest serving person in that position that we can all be proud of? It's easy to talk.
Give you 30 seconds to respond, Mr. Roddy.
The question was, what has the city done? And I've explained this today. The city council, the county council has no stake in city infrastructure on the south side. We cannot go in and put water lines. We cannot go in and put sewer lines because the city is the benefactor of these services. We cannot put up utility lines. I paved League Street, which was over $300,000. That was part of that area's plan there as a county councilman who used C funds. So we have a limited capacity as York County of what we can do inside the incorporated city area. The city has neglected this. This is on the backs of the city of Rock Hill.
Mr. Roddy, your question to Mr. Lowry.
My question to Mr. Lowry was, should be, you know, being a short-term resident here, I'll give you the opportunity to highlight what's your best asset that you can bring to the city of Rock Hill.
Absolutely. Best asset I can bring to the city of Rock Hill. We talk about bridge building. And obviously we look at right now when we talk about our city versus our county, there is no bridge building. And I have, my wife and I, when we moved here 5 years ago, we served as directors of a community center called the Catawba Terrace Care Center and over in Rock Hill Homes. And we lived that community. We loved that community. We served that community. And we brought different aspects of the city and the city together. We talk about law enforcement. We brought Chief Watts in. We brought, actually, Roddy, you spoke at the center one time. I don't know if you remember. You spoke at the city center one time. You talked to our kids during your first stint at running for mayor. And quite honestly, we haven't seen you since then, but you came, and I appreciate that. We need to have more people doing that. We need to bring more people together, and that's one thing that I do have a value of.
All right, let's give an opportunity now for Mr. Geddes to ask a question to any one of the candidates.
Okay, Mr. Roddy, you've made a lot of comments over the last couple of years about the city not being able to pull off or giving a bad deal or taking a bad deal to the Carolina Panthers by giving so much in incentives. But in actuality, the county passed a super fee. And for those that may not know, a super fee means that that person who pay or company that pays property taxes gets a discount. So the Panthers, who would pay 6% on all the property out there, are now only going to pay 4%. Now, that's a bona fide incentive. It's one that the county gave and you voted for to the Carolina Panthers that once built out will mean that their tax bill will be about $15 million a year less than it would be otherwise. How is that such a great deal when you're looking at incentives?
Well, one thing that I look at that says the city deal was a bad deal for the Carolina Panthers because the city of Rock Hill gave 100% of its incoming property tax revenue. We set up a fee in lieu of tax, and you're quoted on in saying that you see they didn't give up 100%. You gave up 100% of park fees. Well, those park fees are the property taxes that the Carolina Panthers will be paying. As mayor, current mayor, you should have never given up 100% to the Carolina Panthers. The deal could have been made at a far less percentage where those revenues would at least put revenues on the bottom line to where we can pay our police officers more, where we can pay our firefighters a little more. So I just think the deal was better at a much lower rate than 100%. Yes, York County, we gave up 65% because we thought that was a fair number. We were hoping that the city came in at about that number and the school district could come in at around that number as well. But the school district went to 75% and the city of Rock Hill went up to 100% of its taxes.
Mr. Okay. Geddes, you got 30
we
seconds.
We need to clarify. The school district didn't give anything. You, the county, gave the school district's money. You gave 65% of your tax collection, and then you gave 75% of the school district's money. They didn't have a say in that. That's not how that worked. You gave a super fee and cut the taxes in total. Then you gave property discounts on the school's fee, gave more of the school's money than your own money. Let's get the facts straight.
The school sent us the percentage that they were willing to go.
All right. It's now an opportunity for Mr. Lowry to ask any of the other candidates the question he wants.
Okay, Mayor. So when we talk about this $200 utility bill credit, and from what I understand, PMPA offered Rock Hill a credit of $7.68 million back in March. And why was this just announced in August during a very active mayor race? And so was the money just not secured?
Right.
When was the money actually secured?
Yeah, so the city of Rock Hill wasn't offered anything from PMPA. We negotiated. What we've done is changed our contracts with PMPA. So just 3 years ago, we were able to get enough money from them to cut electric rates to so that they're as low as they were in 2016. Last year, we took the amount we negotiated away from them and shored up our reserves. And then this year, we were able to take another $7.6 million in our negotiations, and we spread around to the people of Rock Hill. I am never going to spend money I don't have. That $7.6 million did not come at one time. It came in a monthly allotment, and then by August, we had enough so that we could distribute money out to the taxpayers. There was still a little bit more after that. So we were still able to get some, but no, I don't give money I don't have, despite other assertions or to the contrary.
All right, gentlemen, we have reached the closing time for this exchange, this forum. We're going to allow each of you about 90 seconds, a little bit longer than we thought, to close out your statements, and that we are doing this in reverse order. So the first response will be made by
Bump Roddy.
Mr. Roddy.
Yes, thank you. This is Councilman William Bump Roddy. Representing the great city of Rock Hill. I look forward to being your mayor. I think we've raised some serious issues during this campaign. We talked about real issues that affect real people. When we talk about utility profits, how it's pushing people to make a choice between paying utility bills, going on vacation, getting the prescription drugs. We talked about affordable housing. Housing costs in Rock Hill is increasing tremendously. People are hurting to trying to find good quality housing. We must tackle this head on with making sure we work with builders and developers who will modestly build homes in a modest price range. We talk about transparency. I sent several FOIA requests over to the city of Rock Hill requesting some vital information on how the city is running, how the city is doing, only to be shut out, sent links to website to say, hey, here's a link, you find it. And we discovered during those FOIA requests how the city was wasting a ton of money on legal services. One of the things I talked about during this campaign is bringing those legal services in-house. We paid Spencer & Spencer $1.8 million in 1 year to provide legal services. Well, I'm from York County. We have in-house legal service, and our legal department runs its legal defense legal services for well under $600,000 a year. These are the type financial guidelines I'm willing to bring to the city and focus on real issues that are affecting real families here in the city of Rock Hill, and I look forward to serving as your next mayor here in the city of Rock Hill.
Mr. Lowry, you have 90 seconds.
Thank you. So, you know, these gentlemen have been in municipal government for a decade or more, and they're talking about issues that, quite frankly, they had to have some sort of hand in creating, because they've been around for so long. I offer a fresh perspective, a new look. Yes, I am young. I definitely believe in inspiring younger people to get involved in municipal government. People need to know what decisions are being made at city council about their livelihood, whereas I believe that many people just don't. They don't know. I believe in informing the citizens. I believe in doing a state of the ward addresses with our city council periodically, as much as we possibly can. Also offering our city council to be in the community mandatory for a certain amount of times. There's times where our city council members, I have not seen them in the community. And so that's very important. Our representation needs to be seen. So once again, I'm Ishmael Lowry. I'm a conservative candidate. I will fight for the family. I will fight to make sure that we have the right framework and the foundation for our community as well. But that's very important. There's so many shiny things that are happening in the city, but if our foundation is not but sinking sand, that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean an absolute thing. So I'm here to fight. I'm here to fight also for against mandates. That's one thing I do not believe. If you want to wear a mask, you can wear a mask. If you want to take the vaccine, you can do so. That's the freedom of this country, and I believe that we have the freedom to agree to disagree, but I would not stand for any type of mandates.
And Mr. Geddes.
Thank you, Manning, and thank you, Lucas, and everyone else who helped put this together. You know, you've heard three people talk about a lot of different things tonight, and I would encourage anyone who listened to look up the facts of a lot of things that you've seen and heard. The Spencer firm, that point made, you know, a good chunk of that was the sales proceeds for the purchase of the fish market. And there's just so many other things that are said that just make you wonder about where we're going and how we're going to end up as a community when we don't have leadership in the mayor's seat that knows what they're doing. You know, I have a master's in public administration. I've served as your mayor for 4 years. We've had one success after another in challenging times. We've got a lot of momentum behind us. We've got a lot to be proud of. And quite frankly, it's not time to change now. I'm not done. I don't think the people of Rock Hill are done yet. And I think we've got a lot of good things ahead of us. I'm very excited about some things we've teed up that we'll see shake out over the next little bit. And I look forward to continuing to drive us forward as a community as we work together.
Well, we want to thank all three of you for doing what is so difficult, which is putting yourself up for public scrutiny, going through a forum like this, investing your money and your time and your family and everything else into pulling off a campaign, but that's what makes the system work. Lucas?
Absolutely. Thank you again so much to the three candidates running for Rock Hill Mayor, incumbent John Geddes, Ishmael Lowry, York County Council Member William Bump Roddy. Don't forget that Election Day is October 19th, 1 week from today. Polls will be open from 7 to 7. These candidates are very active on social media and on the web, so you can learn more about them in addition to this candidate forum tonight. Get out and vote, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for the time you have taken this evening to learn more about the issues Rock Hill faces and the candidates' views on how they should be addressed. The election for mayor is 1 week from today, October 19th. Each of these candidates has invested time, talent, and treasure in this campaign, has spent countless hours in meetings with voters, listening to what the citizens of Rock Hill want their city to be. They've done their part. Now it's up to each of you to do yours. Vote for the candidate of your choice next Tuesday, October 19th.